Case Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition right here the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from a K-State University on this Friday. Happy Friday, Kansas State Nation. Eddie Greer III here for another edition of this case, that other K-State podcast in Kansas City, Missouri, which is where Eddie's at currently, as the sun is somewhat rising up here on this windy Friday here in Manhattan, Kansas. March 27th, 2026, the last Friday, I believe, of this month. Yeah, already coming to that point. You ready for some of this podcast? Again, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your Friday to do so. This will be first up tennis. Getting shut out by BYU. We'll get into that here and momentarily. Of course, football. Colin Klein talking to the media a couple of days ago. I'll have my thoughts on that over the weekend. I'm record that at some point today. And I'll have that over the weekend for you guys as well. Hey, Wildcat Bus, don't stop on Friday night. We keep it moving throughout the weekend, like last weekend. So definitely make sure you are tapped in this podcast. There is so much going on. Baseball opening up a 3-game series tonight. In Utah, by the way, that's where K-State, well, Tennessee was at, but they're playing BYU out there. So there's that. So K-State baseball needing to get off this losing stride, this losing kick here. And I have said this pretty much all week on the show that they started off strong, but and particularly at home, they've been pretty good. But Arizona State put it to them last weekend, and then Nebraska comes up in there in the Toyton Family Stadium and wins. So you have that going on. So tonight, Utah starts a best of three with them on the road. Of course, we have all the games for you here on this podcast. Well, we're not broadcasting games, but we're postcasting, which is 3/4 of this podcast. And of course, we'll have breaking stuff as well, news, recruiting, and so forth there as well for you here on the show. It's just not about, well, again, mostly about both guys, but there's just so much. There's just so much going on besides football and men's basketball, and we're going trying our different avenues and things like that. We're going outside the box, like we have been since when I started this podcast. It's like, you know what? Let's just venture out more because there's so much going on around the campus of Manhattan, Kansas, out there in for K-State University, so forth. So looking forward to that. Already quarter of the weekend preview. That's coming out as usual time tonight, as of every Friday night. So that's been a constant staple as well. So we got you squared away. And track and field is going to be busy. Women's tennis will be back in action, I believe, tomorrow as well. But they got shut out. Before I get into it, yeah, so 3-game series, Utah, K-State baseball on the diamond tonight. Let's see if K-State can start things off a little better here and try to stem the tide here as we approach April. But speaking of stemming the tide, K-State women's tennis team continues to slide in conference play, getting shut out by BYU 4-0 yesterday in Provo. And I'm looking at some of this, let me see here. No, that did not happen. So what's been a strength for women's tennis to this point, the doubles, they pretty much got swept out of the building there as well, as they've got dominated. Usually BYU's been a kryptonite of K-State in the postseason last year. K-State was eliminated by BYU last year in the postseason, and again, here on the road, couldn't get things going, unfortunately. Here's we're going to take a look at the results here. We're going to start with doubles because K-State's been pretty strong this year and really improved in the doubles. But yesterday, not so much. There's the Kosmajov sisters, Marlogo and Mata Kosmajov, lost to unranked Kendall Kovic and Gracie Leveston, 6-4. And the Kosmajov sisters came in here or out there, ranked 54th, doubles pairing, in the nation. I don't know how that works, but ring rank means something, obviously, if you paid attention, any attention to college football or basketball. Well, at least during the regular season for basketball anyways. it doesn't matter in March Madness. we have seen so far in the 2026 March Madness tournament in the NCAA is on both sides, men's and women's, there as well. The usuals, right? But yeah, 54th rank, Cosmojaw sisters lost. They got upset yesterday. Varvara Brnovic and Diana Sumalaska. There, the match got unfinished. They were actually, let me see here for a minute. They're actually winning that before that got called off. And then Sasha Kozlova and Shannon Rasmova, the rhyming pairing, lost to Bella Lewis and Su Yan Tan 7-5 there, like yesterday there. On the double side, the Pro Parcher Podcast, all things KD Sports, taking a little look at women's tennis. Off today, and I believe they're playing tomorrow. I know I recorded a weekend preview already yesterday. That's coming out later on this evening. Eddie Greer, Pro Parcher Podcast, all things KD Sports. Singles. Oh, by the way, yes, BYU, team-wise, ranked 36th in the nation, taking on 73rd-ranked K-State. K-State getting shut out 4-0 in Provo yesterday. Modesty. The number one seed, they got flipped over last weekend. Coach Jordan Smith, head coach Jordan Smith of this women's tennis team, switched it up. So Mata is number one. Marlogo, her older sister, is number two, and they both lost in straight sets. Mata lost to Grace Leveston in the same score, 6-1 in both sets. Marlogo also lost to Kendall Kovic. So not a good day. Not a good day. And they're going to have to try to bounce back as the weekend gets going. Oh, my. Yeah, turn that off. That's stupid. Why are we having those lights when it's sunrise? I don't understand. I don't get that. But anyways, so your number one, number two loss. Diana Sumalaska's match got unfinished. It looked like she was losing as well. Sasha Kozlova taking on Yu-Young Chen. BYU, that match got unfinished, and I believe Kozlova won the first set of that battle. There, Shannon Rasmova lost that count. That pisses me off. Why we gotta pick and choose which matches count and others don't? I don't get it. There, as Rasmova lost to Shage Bergeson in straight sets, and then Brnovic match with Karina Muhammad, got unfinished as well, and she was leading set number two when that got called off. So yeah, BYU takes care of K-State, shuts them out, and now you gotta turn the page now. And the whole thing is Salt Lake City continues this weekend. Again, the baseball team takes the center stage tonight, game one. K-State was tennis. You gotta stay out there and take on Utah. Hold up a second. Yeah, Utah. Which is tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Looks like that's at 11:30 a.m. there. And it's going to be streaming on ESPN Plus. So for you tennis fans, K-State tennis fans out there, want to check in what's going on, definitely make sure, again, this is our plug. If you don't have the ESPN Plus app to watch K-State, I don't know what else to tell you there as well as we get this weekend going. But yeah, it doesn't get going on at all this weekend. Doesn't start off the right way as women's tennis gets dominated by 36th-ranked BYU yesterday in Provo. Now you got to turn around. We have seen this. This has become a pattern now, whether it's what? Who did? Yeah, we talked. Volleyball, I know volleyball did this. Soccer did it. Men's basketball team did it. Women has done it at some shape or form. Never seen the women's tennis team do it. You stay out there and go ahead and stay on out there. If you don't go out there, take on either Utah or BYU, right? I mean, it makes sense to stay out there. So we'll see if K-State can muster something up against them. It doesn't get any easier, again, with this conference, as they'll take on 33rd-ranked Utah. Ooh, excuse me. I believe it's tomorrow. Let me double-check the schedule to make sure I don't want to leave people on here. Yeah, tomorrow. That's what I thought, because it's been Friday and Sunday for the last, what, three straight weekends for women's tennis. They switched it up, or at least the schedule anyway, switched it up to, hey, let's play Thursday and then have an off day today and then play tomorrow. So mm-hmm. tomorrow it is Utah at 1. It was going to be 11:30 out there, somewhere like that. Yeah, so it's going to be that as well. And again, guys and gals, K-State Nation, the baseball team back in action tonight. And I got to remind you, the first pitch is, if I can turn it back, first pitch is, well, central time anyways, after 7, which means probably the game's going to start after a little bit after 5 there as well, as K-State looks to kind of start this series off right against Utah, coming off of course, last time they're on a diamond, they lost to their former rivals and still somewhat rivals from the Big Ten, Nebraska, earlier a few days ago this week. So there you have it. Kind of a look what's going on with women's tennis. Again, we'll check back in with them after their match with 33rd ranked Utah tomorrow afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. One chance to support K-State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Audioboom, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, make sure you make this, of course, a part of your K-State listener, K-State Encyclopedia of Sports podcast there, as well as we move along here as we approach the end of March already. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there as well. We'll be coming at you also throughout the week. If any news breaks, we will bring it to you as well. Let's not forget women's rowing's in action as well. I'm going to talk women's rowing a little bit later on and get them locked in here on this podcast, as well as they're in action, or they will be in action later on today, actually, for the Sarasota 2K out there as well. So there you go. Alex Aiden out there in Santa Cal, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another recap edition, women's tennis, of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.